Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, everybody, it's your girl, Leshy Lesh, live in the building all day, every day, man. I just first and foremost want to say rest in peace, my man Ted Kennedy, you know, that passed away today. You know, it's definitely, you know what I'm saying, a sad day today, you know what I'm saying. You know, he was the one that outlived his whole family, you know what I'm saying, because everybody's been dying off so young. So I definitely, you know what I'm saying, say my salutes to him and his family, you know, losing a lot of good people, you know, these past couple of years, man. Definitely done a lot of, you know, predominant things in politics, you know, with a long lineage of, you know, family members. So we just want to say a salute to Ted Kennedy today. And also we want to thank our sponsors. StrictlyBought1.com, hottest fashion in the industry when it comes to urban, suburban fashion. Check them out at www.strictlybought1.com, along with Diverse Media Group, LLC. com. Check them out for all your media needs. If you need that Wikipedia done, or you need some kind of exposure online, or you just need to get the word out about your business or whatever you're doing, all you got to do is log on to www.diversemediagroupllc.com. And also consultingguy.net and National Street Buzz, E2K Magazine Online. You already know what it is. Shout out to Digital Fantasy Media and Hustle Events. Today's show, we're talking about some real issues hosted by, you know, your girl, Leshy Lesh, the one and only. And we're talking about basically, are white people really blacks? And are people from all different ethnic backgrounds or races really black, from African descent? Let's really think about that. I want to know what you guys think about that. If, you know, science and all races believe that the original origin of, you know, the human beings were from Africa, and that's where they found the first original remains, then is there not to lead to the theory stating that we are all descendants from that, even whites, Hispanics, and Asians? Let's speak on it, man. Call in today at 347-826-7722 and let us know what you think about the situation, because it's going down tonight. You already know what it is, man. It's your girl, Leshy Lesh, 630 on the dot. You already know what it is, man. I'm about to go ahead and play Half Bars, Half Amazing by your man, Wordsmith, and we're going to come back. Let's talk about it.
Amazing, blazing the booth, when I raise the roof, the rhymes honey proof. Lines by the boat provoke me like the hope. The pen nearly broke when I wrote these notes. Little mind power, the power to channel rage. I change up the phrase and levitate the page. Night's flow, the stair is so cold. Conduct the sick show, I'm Mr. Maestro. Extraordinary, I vary divine verbs. Action with words to vibrate your nerves. Online, email, or a chat to bars. Like love or gloves, a good match. The bars flip back, track to flip tracks. Amazing with stats, a lyrical acrobat. Thank you.
Yeah, that's half boss, half amazing right there, you know what I'm saying? Definitely right there, definitely with your man Wordsmith. And like I said, we are talking about basically, how do you feel? Do you think all races are basically descendants of Africans? You know, the thing is, we have to go back to history, right? You know, Darwin had his whole theory, which was false, that basically that, you know what I'm saying, most of them were Neanderthals and stuff like that, you know, deriving from the apes, which was, you know, proven to be falsified, you know, which was his theory, you know. But if we go back to the origin and then they found the remains of, you know, living beings, that basically the first human-shaped form that they found was in Africa. So if all scientists believe that this is true, and they even say it in the history books, even before the Egyptians and before that time and before Christ, and, you know, these, they were found at this point, right? So that leads me to believe in this theory that all basically, leads me to believe this theory that basically all African Americans, whites, black, and Hispanics, are really descendants from African people. Or basically, they're all black. Because why? If you say all the origins originated from Africa, and if you say all the continents at that time were all stuck together and they were able to migrate, or who's not to say that before the Egyptian, that the race was more evolved and they actually traveled, you know, to different places, and they migrated. Therefore, they had to adapt to the weather. Therefore, their pigmentation had to adjust to their environment. So, therefore, we have lighter versions of black people, which are white people. But, you know, speak on it. We got a caller from the 336. You're live on Lush Radio Online, and we're talking about real issues. Are all races really descendants of African American Africa, or are all races basically African? What do you think about it, 336?
I don't think that they're all the descendants. And the reason why I say that is because there's no way to know. I mean, because based upon the facts that have been provided for us by history, we know that you had your Western European men, yeah, truthfully enough, raping the slaves that just so happened to be African. But before they got here, when they took this land over, who was here? That was the Indians, right?
Mm-hmm.
So according to history, by the documentation been provided for us, it's split. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, there's a portion, there's a significant amount. But at the same time, just like they took advantage of our race, they took advantage of the Indian race as well. You see what I'm saying? So it's like history provides us with our thought process, because the more we know, the more we're able to make a more logical decision. But since it's so limited on the amount of information we've been provided, like similar to that, you know, I'm sure there was Mexicans back then and people of Hispanic descent back then, but people weren't familiar with that based on history or the geographical location of the migration through the states and things of that nature, through the colonization period and stuff like that. So we really don't know exactly who was here.
But see, I'm talking about way before that. I'm talking about way before colonization and all that, because, you know, society plays a role on the separation of ethnicity and race. Because back in the time before, the times of before Christ and before those times, there was no such thing as a black and a white. There was no such thing as a black and a white. There really wasn't really
a color issue.
There really was not a color issue. More and more as we getting evolved into the point of the matter where there becomes, you know, the migration from the slavery to the whole colonization, there becomes the difference of race. And these are the books that they have given, you know, individuals and has been passed down to us to state that basically we're black and white. But before then, the migration, there was no such thing as color. And actually, if you want to get technical, nobody is really an American, honestly, because the Native Americans were here before, you know, the Pilgrims came, and they left because they were leaving the Catholic Church that basically would not allow them to freely practice their religion. So they came over here, and therefore they basically robbed these people of their land and put them in areas. But before this situation happened, let's go back. When these scientists go to Africa, and all scientists from Black, White, Hispanic basically state that the origin of man is from Africa, right? And they found they found the living fossils. You have Darwin's theory of evolution, which was false, okay?
Yeah.
And you go back to the beginning where they said they basically found fossils and bones of a structure of a human being which originated from Africa. Okay. At this time period they said maybe the continents were both all together before there was actually a separation of the continents and the continents and everything, right? And just say per se the people actually walked to the and migrated to these different continents, or who's to say that they weren't at least more advanced before the Egyptians came? Before that time, right? Because you see the advanced civilizations from the Aztecs, Indians, and others, you know. And before then, yes, they walked the different places, right? So in order to adapt from, you know, to different climates and different things, our pigmentation changes. Who's to say because of what they were eating in the certain areas or certain things they encountered caused their skin complexion to change, right? So
true.
Maybe people were going from to the Amazon and they went down to the southern region, which was cold and caused them to change. Who could make us the lighter version, which we call Caucasian people, white people, because there was no Greek. There was no other existence but in this place that the first origin is in Africa. They have not stated any other places of Greek or Anglo-Saxon. The first origin they say is Africa. So if everyone was a descendant of this place, then basically what culture that they say is white, black, Hispanic, and all that is one because trace back to every one of these different cultures, there is black in there. You see dark-skinned Asians. You see dark-skinned Greeks. You see dark-skinned Hispanics. You see dark-skinned Native Americans. You see dark-skinned Caribbeans and Indians. You see all of this. If you trace back to it, there is a trace of this African culture. But because of man decides he wants to divide and conquer and want to make superiority over another, quote-unquote, as we call nowadays, race.
Being
therefore,
dominant.
We have this divide and conquer situation where we're fighting each other. We're black and we're white and we're Hispanic and we're Chinese. You
I
know?
Share your thoughts. I feel like everybody is mixed. I don't really feel like there is a definite color because there's been so much abuse of power, and you know, like I would say like racial dominance. And like now we starting to tilt the scale a little bit back over because it's like history's catching up with them. It's like almost a form of karma.
And which is true. You know, but the thing about it is I feel that society basically dictates how majority people in the United States of America, people in general, live because of what society states is right and what's wrong. People don't think for themselves anymore. When is the cycle? Go ahead.
Technically, people never have. You know, because I throw that amidst the same lane as religion. We believe what we've been brought to know, and whatever we're told, that's how we embody something. Kind of like, you know, your bigots and your racists out there. It's what was taught to them or what they were introduced to, and it's kind of like whatever we're introduced to, that's what we're most prone to. You know.
It's true.
But everything
it's,
you're saying is absolutely true, though, and you also reminded me of a lot of things that I had forgotten, so thank you for refreshing me and getting me to want to pull out a book again and look at some stuff. You feel me? Because I never shunned the idea of learning, and you just shine the light on a whole lot of valid points that I kind of hadn't really thought about in a minute.
But you know, that's a good thing. It's always, you know what I'm saying, good to always research, because I was always the type of person, because I question things. You can't tell me that this is, why do we say that the sky is blue? Who says in the law and theory that says that the sky is blue? What if I want the sky to be black? Who's to say it's right or wrong?
It's your sky.
Who says that?
But you're colorblind.
You know,
I was just saying. So your sky might be black, you know?
Hey, you know, who says that, you know? And you know, even with the Bible and everything like that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. I get in them kind of arguments every day because I'm similar to you. I'm a very cynical person. I look at things from a realistic point of view based on theory and facts provided, you know? And my whole thing is with the whole form of religion. Why are you going to knock someone else's way of them being whole as a person? Because nothing has an identity if it doesn't bring happiness anyway. And if it's supposed to be a reflection of happiness and, you know what I'm saying, and fulfillment, then whatever it is that gives you fulfillment, I have to support that out of mutual respect, because I don't want you to tell me that what I'm trying to learn ain't good for me, you know what I'm saying? So it's I don't know. It's kind of like we don't live in the theory of we anymore. Everything is me, you know, because we're not.
And you know, it's a true fact. You know, we have as if you want to go into the separation of people itself, if we go to African Americans, you know, and we talk about you know African Americans and say the difference between African Americans and Africans. I am an African myself, born, but I came here when I was two, right? But the thing is, I see all black people as all people as the same people, because we all bleed the same blood, right? But we cannot deny the fact that we do have hidden racism in the United States of America. If you go to majority of other countries, they have racism, but it's not as prominent as it is in the United States. The United States makes it so obvious of their racism. You know.
Oh, you mean how every time, like the other day when I was getting ready to get on the bus, I walked past this couple and they waited till I got like 10 paces away from them before they ended their car like I wanted their car or something. Yeah, I feel you. Because that's what happened. You always got this woman of Caucasian descent gripping her pocketbook like somebody need her stuff, just because as hard as it may be for you to understand, I actually am. You know, a man that can wear, you know, clothes that fit me and, you know, speak accordingly. I have to be cool, but I can carry a dialect or carry that dialogue with someone else where I'm showing mutual respect, and I know how to say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, regardless of their age, just out of mutual respect. Because if you don't know someone, what right do you have to not know if they're your elder or not, you know? Perception is everything.
Which is definitely true. But see, like with African and African American, right? And
yeah,
it's funny that we both have the same skin, but unfortunately, we have these misconceptions about each other. Why do we have these misconceptions and stereotypes? Because we have to go to the root of the situation. We have a lot of, you know what I'm saying, and it's not to every, you know, Caucasian person, you know, I love white people too, but you got the Caucasian people that go to Africa, right? Before any black person was going to Africa, Caucasian people were going to Africa, right? They were going to Africa, and they were going there, and they're sitting there enjoying themselves, but the images and pictures, the images that they give American people is that all Africans are suffering, they're malnutrition, they have AIDS going on all over the place.
Those Dallas Struggle commercials do it every time. Their flies going around their nose.
It's subliminal messages that stick into African Americans' minds that these people are suffering. They can't survive for themselves. They can't speak English and all this jazz. And Americans have to take money over there in order for them to survive and all this stuff, right? So you have this premeditated thought that has been brainwashed into your brain. But do you ever ask yourself, why are they going over there then if it's so bad, right? So,
I got an example for you.
So, but before that, right, then, okay, in the rich parts of Africa, in our minds, the people over there that come from America are painting this picture to us that African-American people are lazy, they don't try to work, they don't try to do nothing. They don't take care of their kids. All they do is have a whole bunch of babies. They don't like to get
education.
And then it's falsified information. And until African-American people or people step outside of their block or their comfort zone, they won't know. They will still have this mentality in their mind. And until Africans step outside and come to America and see that, not all Americans got it the same way as bad as some Africans are, and they do work hard. But until you realize or walk a mile in somebody's shoes before you can actually see the truth. Other than that, you have a misconception.
Yeah. I mean, you was talking about the whole misconception thing. I mean, people, when you talk about skin color, okay, my father's 100% Cherokee Indian. My mother's black. You know what I'm saying? So, if I trace my roots, you look at me, you think I'm black. So I would join the military. They talking about there's a problem with your identification. I'm like, what? They're like, it says right here that other, you're black. I'm like, I'm who? So I had to pull out my ID. It's crazy. And like jobs too, you're black. They tell you what you are based on what they see in front of them. Like, you know how you got people that work at those bodegas and things?
Uh-huh.
I had one of my friends walk up in there talking about, what's up, bruh? And talking to him just like he was black. As soon as he opened his mouth, he changed his whole dialogue with that dude. He said, that's not your brother.
Wow. So,
come find out he was Iranian.
I got this question, you know. I got a question for you. Do you feel that, you know, that race, is race a big importance to you in dealing in your everyday life? Is in your viewpoint, is race, does it play subliminally in your mind? Does it play a big part in your life of approaching, attaching, or with people?
It does. Because, and when I say that, I mean from, I'm not one of those people that goes, well, it's the white man's fault, this is white man's fault, that. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that society's portrayal of these diverse ethnic groups makes them make up their mind based on information that's shown to them 24 hours a day through something provided by Viacom, the true depiction of each ethnic group. Because, you see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So I would say it affects us from an entrepreneurial perspective, because you won't be able to see that same person be able to do certain things based upon what someone's perception is of what they're going to do down the road, according to history. But I do think that, you know, I think we should treat each other with respect. You know, I don't believe in disrespecting anyone. I feel like there's a clear conscious way to share your views without being insulted. And, you know, that's where a lot of people go wrong. It gets like it's more of a communication problem than a racist problem. Because a lot of people don't know how, like Glenn Beck, just don't really know how to say stuff. You're supposed to be a journalist, but you put your foot in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You heard about what he did, right?
No, elaborate. Tell the people. Let's know.
I mean, basically, Glenn Beck has been on a Barack Obama witch hunt from day one, and he kind of made it seem like that Barack Obama, since he was a president of another ethnic group that his only focus was on helping diverse people, anybody other than Anglo-Saxons. But he didn't say it in that same light. Kind of like when Jesse Jackson put his foot in his mouth.
But if we want to get really technical, honestly, Barack Obama has no obligation to African American people either. He has no obligation. He has no obligation to Caucasians, Hispanics, to anybody. Because you know why? He's a politician.
Exactly.
He can do whatever he wants to. Okay.
It don't matter, Democrat, Republican. See,
yes.
What people fail to realize is this is what I hate about America. America is a bunch of idiots. You know why? Because every time we go to the polls, we forget, like, we need a remedial class in social studies about how the Constitution of the United States of America is actually set up. That's why I used to get so irritated all the time. People like, George Bush this, George Bush that. Okay, who is the person in your district that's voting on this stuff to hit the floor?
Oh, my God. Oh, Hold on, man. I got to give you something for that. Because you just touched on some real stuff right there, fam.
Appreciate it. But, I mean, we gotta really start educating our kids, man, because the other thing I don't like is I just don't like how it be the older person sitting there talking around their child saying, George Bush is stupid this, George Bush stupid that. What about the how about Mr. Cobb? How about Kay Hagan? What's going on with these people in the 63rd district and stuff like that? You see what I'm saying? Like, what are they really doing? They ain't thinking about all this money these people taking up under the table and stuff like that.
Yeah,
Barack can't change.
And see, this is the thing, right? And you know, God rest in peace, you know, Michael Jackson. When he talked about the man, I was talking about this in the teachers' lounge when I was teaching with the kids and fellow teachers. I'm like this, right? These history books that they give us are nonsense. You know why? Because history is ever changing, and they're not going to tell you the truth. They're going to feed you what they want to feed you. Then at the same time, it's up for us to research and make change in ourselves and stop being an android and getting programmed like this, right? Because first and foremost, let me tell you something. When they wanted to go for vote for Barack Obama, these people ain't even going and vote for their state representatives, man. The polls was gone. There wasn't nobody at the polls for their state representatives. You know, the people that really concern you are your state representatives, your mayors, and all that. Most of the people didn't even vote. Those are the people that have an impact on your child's school, your community. How many people have been out here with your city council? You know, what's going on, people? We forgot how the whole system and government works.
Yeah.
A lot of us need to go back and take some government classes and really analyze what's really going on.
I mean, social studies, you know what I'm saying? Microeconomics, macroeconomics, something. Learn about the difference between federal and state. And it just burned me up. It'd be the same ones talking about some, things going to be different now. I'm like, okay, can you still put a Republican in a daggum house? He just got a meal under the table from the doggone automobile industry. You think he care about you?
The crazy thing about it is, look, everybody's still waiting for this silver spoon. People telling me they like, oh, we gonna get raises, we gonna do this, we gonna do that. Barack gonna give us this. Barack is worrying about him and his family and try to get these people off his back right now. Okay? What you guys need to be doing as Americans is making sure that you budget your money and you investing in stuff that's really gonna flip or profit you, and make sure that you living your life and you reading up on what's really going on in the United States of America, because the United States of America you think it is really isn't what it thinks is what it really is. What they're doing is putting a blindfold over you right now.
Yeah. You know what Americans need to do that they'll never do?
The most sensible, logical
way to start fixing some of the things that's going on with the economy, People talking about stimulating the economy by spending. How about you change your form of spending? Can you put that pair of Jordans up and take your butt to Lowe's Food and clip you some coupons and get triple coupons on Wednesday? You see what I'm saying? I mean, it's just that simple. The same amount of time you spend invested sitting outside for 12 o'clock to come around for you to buy that new pair of Jordans, you can spend the same amount of time clipping you some coupons before you take your butt to the grocery store. Because you're grabbing everything you want, but you ain't even thinking about the cost at the end.
Yeah, and then
but
at the same time.
But we don't
time,
do that, though.
And look, the same time, right, I try to even, if we saying our people, right? Our people are trying to act like they don't know that there was a Black Wall Street out here. They trying to act like they didn't know it was a Black Wall Street out here. You know, there was a Black Wall Street where people were profitable. They owned their own businesses. We need to bring that back, you know? I mean, it doesn't make sense as if you guys don't know what's going on. You know, all you people can sit here and buy Jordans and buy this, that, and the third, but you can't go and invest in, and own your own business. Why? You can work in on 9 to 5, but you can still own your own business because at the end of the day, when that nine to five is gone, at least you might have something that you know you have a skill that you might can make you some money on, and it's legit. Why don't we are so stuck, African Americans and people are trained by society to work for somebody. Are trained to work for somebody. We have a cycle of separation, divide and conquer that has broken down homes and separated people and races because of skin color. Yeah. Why does it play such an important part of your everyday life? Why? One, because in some people's mentality, they decide if they're going to hire you or not because of your skin complexion.
Or what your name is prior to them giving you a telephone call about the job to start with.
Yes. You know, it's just so many different discriminations for no apparent reason. And the thing about it is that we say, no, there's no racism. We're not. Look at the applications. Why is there a need to specify if you're black or white? If you're taking a test, why should you have to specify if you're black or white? Where is this nonsense coming from?
You're right. I can't say that's right.
I'm going to get a driver's license. Are you black or white? Does it make a difference? I'm trying to get a driver's license. I'm about to take a dump on the toilet. Are you black or white? You know, come on now. What is wrong with us, America?
Can't drink it this fountain. You dog.
You know, all this fighting that, you know, Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks and all this stuff, which, you know, I give homage to them. But you know what put a shame to me, what really, you know, as being a black person, which I really just really honestly feel that white people are just a lighter version of us. They just really need to go back and trace back and realize that they are connected and we are one and stop allowing society to. And, you know, another thing. I love Jewish people, but let me tell you something. The original Jews, the people that are descendants now are not the original Jews, okay? They were Hebrew, and their hair were kinky. Their hair was kinky, okay?
Yeah, I don't think there was no Jews left after Hitler got down with them.
You know, the Hebrews, the original Hebrews, these are people claiming there was nothing that you can convert to being Jewish. It was a culture. It was in your blood. This isn't something that you can convert to. These nowadays Jewish people, you know, have created it into a religion, a man-made thing, which it wasn't. So we really need to really question and ask ourselves, what are we really believing in? What are we really doing? What are we really doing here? A lot of things in your life, are you really living a facade? Are you basically being a follower of something that you think might be right, but you really don't know because you want to fit in or you want to feel like you belong to something?
But see, the best way to define what you're saying right now goes a little something like this. You know how everybody got to make sure they got their shades on?
Mm-hmm.
I don't wear shades.
Mm.
That's basically how I go. Everybody else, it's the sun is shining too bright outside. I got to put my shades on. I'm going to look directly into the light.
And I think that's what it is. People are definitely scared to look into the light and see what the reality is. They're so stuck in their comfort zone. That's why I always say that, you know, we all are history makers every day, black, white, Hispanic. But when it comes to African-American people itself, and you know what's crazy? African-American people are so freaking angry to say that they're African-American. They don't want to be classified as being, I ain't no African. What is that? What is the hatred from? Where's the anger from?
Yeah.
What is that? Where is that rooting from? You know,
yeah.
You know, it's a situation that really needs to be dealt with and really needs to be speaking upon, because so many people hide behind their mask in the United States of America. I love America, but you know what? When we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and you really listen to the words they say, is any of that stuff true? From what
all
I'm looking at in the United States of America, I think that's false.
All I got to say to that is, as a 13-year disabled veteran from the United States Army, I was about to move to Canada because I'm tired of America because it's just jacked up. I mean, like, for real, you don't – my perception is you don't use people and then you don't assist them. I see a lot of people having to go through a lot of unnecessary stuff every day, but we put money and funding and we ignore – just practical stuff, like with the whole social work the social services program with women. I mean, if you got women that can't get no daycare, how you expect them to hold a job? And everybody don't
mm-hmm.
have a way to get, you know,
mm-hmm.
to get somebody to watch their kids. But the government got so many ideas, but daycare ain't really hit the nod yet. Not the way they got it structured. They need a serious makeover.
And this is the thing, right? You say you're tired of people being on social services and welfare. Provide them with honest ways in order for them to make income. Provide
exactly.
them with a way to go back and forth from work if they don't have a vehicle. Provide them with schooling. Provide them with the thing. Don't make it as so hard and so easy by providing them with a $200-something check every week. Provide them a logical way of making income so they can be able to earn money so they're not stuck in the system. This is what America thrives off of, allowing people to be in debt, allowing people to be enabled.
Yep.
You know, I can share in your thoughts, too, in regards to being in the Army. I'm ex-Army. After you get injured, they toss you to the side as if you don't even exist anymore. You got to fight your ass off just to try to even get some kind of benefit, because for the rest of your life, you're suffering with this pain and agony. But you want to go and freaking serve your country. And at the end of the day, you say, for what?
Yep, because they ain't even kiss you. They just straight no jail.
Hey. No lubrication at all, man. No lubrication. Raw dog,
nah,
man.
I mean, I just find a lot of things going on right now quite humorous, because emphasis is being placed amongst the wrong thing. We don't look at the structure of our. We want to focus on the structure of education systems, but they're not paying attention to what's going on at the colleges. That can be another Morris Brown pop up any day now, especially with some of the ways these HBCUs are actually handling this. Their universities. It just is a trip. I mean, that's why I said there's no unity. There's always somebody that's afraid to speak. And if that person's afraid to speak and they got a better rapport with the other people, then the person who chooses not to speak is the one that everyone is going to decide to follow, because that's a safe way out.
Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's,
It's definitely, you know, a lot of nonsense. Definitely a lot of nonsense.
But all your points are valid, and you reminded me and taught me. You taught me something today. I appreciate it.
Hey, man, where you representing from, man?
I'm in Greensboro, North Carolina right now. You know, I follow you on Twitter, at 12 is this thing on.
And what's your name?
Everybody call me Mike Tech 12 is this thing on. Just like a pimp named Slickback, say it all together.
Stay on the line with us. We're going to go on quick commercial real quick and come back, man. It's some real talk right here, man. Get ready, man. You already know what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. We're going to a commercial, and we'll be back, man, with my man, you know what I'm saying, from the Carolinas. We're going to talk more about this issue.
Having a party? Need a DJ? How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at HustleEvents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at HustleEvents.com. That's HustleEvents.com. You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseur. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at E2KMagazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it.
Yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, what's crack-a-lackin' family? It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. You already know what it is, man. And we're talking about, basically, do we think that all races and all ethnic backgrounds are really descendants of Africa, for real? Because if we go back to history, they said that the original, you know what I'm saying, you know, bones and, you know, all the artifacts and everything, you know, we find them from Africa. So if that's true, then are we all black? That's the question, man. Call in at 347-826-7722, man. I'm here with the brother, Mike Check, 1212 is the mic on. And we talking about this real issue, man. We talked about some real deep thoughts, man, for real. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Mike Check, 1212, you live in the building, man.
I'm really glad you're bringing this up today, because, I mean, it just makes me wonder. Because I was watching this thing on YouTube right now. It's called The Deception of Obama. And I was just showing, like, different concepts. But I was wondering why his birth kept coming up throughout the whole point of it. So much to the point I thought Rush Limbaugh was in charge of it.
I mean, really, honestly, like, what can they really honestly really do right now? Dude's in office. You know, he done swore in. Like, I mean, what can they honestly really do? What they going to impeach him? What they going to do?
They'll figure out something. You know they always do. They'll plant somebody in his room or something. They'll get creative.
You know, the thing about it is, us as America, you know, if we really need to realize that we're all nosy, point blank. American people are nosy as hell. and they want to be bit by bit in people's business other than their own business and fixing their lives and changing their lives so they can be multimillionaires and billionaires. It doesn't just have to be Jay-Z or Donald Trump or, you know,
no,
everybody can.
It can be Frank and Nessie.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, think about it, though. What does that really say about America when that show has so much views? Why do we want to know about Keisha Cole Mama? Like, for real, do we really want to know that Stella getting her groove back by that dude that she was dating that looked like Drew off of daggum Atlanta College Hills? Do we really want to know that? And then, okay, everybody got a cousin like Nephi. Everybody got a cousin like Frankie. So the fact that we can relate to this, is that supposed to attract us like when Dave Chappelle play a crackhead? Just because we know about it don't mean it's always going to be funny or entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
We can't never show anything with anybody actually doing something. No, here we have Sean Combs that wants to keep on dadgum having knockoffs of every show of the dadgum past. Instead of something that you actually going to be able to walk away with some dadgum knowledge. Like I said on Twitter the other day, his next dadgum show is going to be called Making the Baby Mama, because there ain't but two things he good at.
He a whole reality show on himself, man.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a
trip, because, I mean, I just don't understand people. It just, some things don't make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like people don't understand the people watching them, and then they just get shocked all of a sudden. Like, I got tired of the whole Michael Vick situation. I said if Vick was white, we wouldn't be having this conversation. If it was Peyton Manning cockfighting, do you think he'd have got suspended? But you know what I really get mad about? Do you know who Megan Williams is? Are you there?
Yeah.
Do you know who Megan Williams is?
Who
Megan Williams is? Okay, Megan Williams.
No.
Okay, Megan Williams was a 21-year-old college student in West Virginia at the time, during the same time that the whole Vic situation was going on. She got raped, molested. She got raped, beaten, and made to eat her own feces by 6 redneck white people, and was held against her will for 15 days. And the whole time that they sitting here with all their daggone picket signs, this girl is sitting in the hospital. You know what I'm saying? Al Sharpton didn't take his tail up there. Ain't wasn't no cameras there. You know what I'm saying? Just like the whole Jenna 6 situation, we always late on things. Nobody went up there to visit that girl in the hospital. She is a representative of our women of this world. And a woman is what? The mother of the earth, right? So you telling me the 6 dogs is more important than one woman? Because you showed all of this mess going on to them damn dogs, and you said, forget the woman. You know, and that's what really irritates me, because it's not news anymore. It's entertainment. If it ain't worth ratings, we ain't going to talk about it. Just like Nancy Grace, that's why I can't stand people like her. You talked about that little white girl for daggum near almost a year. Jennifer Hudson's little nephew got killed. It was a wrap in 7 hours. You ain't hear another peep out of them. But that's why people have their perceptions based on what they see. Because if you don't provide a lane, just like you was talking about with textbooks, if you don't provide a lane, how is anybody going to be aware of that? Because I'm telling you, they might not have said anything about Megan Williams, but I'm going to tell you this. If it had been my daughter, I'd have been Samuel L. Jackson looking for a lawyer. Because, I mean, that's just crazy. But that's why, I mean, I write things like, where's Al Sharpton's tongue? Because he only shows up when the camera's around. And like you said, that's an example right there of lack of unity. Because if it ain't, I mean, we see these PETA people all over the place about some daggum dogs, but you don't never see nobody spiking over no people.
But let me tell you, this is another thing, right? I had a gentleman named by the name of Joe Von Roosevelt that walked all the way from North Carolina all the way to D.C., a selfless act about making change, you know what I'm saying? Walked out there, you know, ain't even get a glass of water from the White House or nothing, right? called everybody for publicity. You know what I'm saying? Nobody, you know, I had them on the show talking. We were talking about selfless acts, right? But the thing about it is, unless it's like super publicized, right? People don't give a damn. People really don't give a damn. You see the situation with the young lady that happened and stuff? It's supposed to be one of them leaders, one of these so-called black leaders down there doing what they supposed to do. You know what I mean? It's nonsense. You know, like you got your girl Oprah. Your girl Oprah is ridiculous now, man. She's so such a, like, a stalker of the president. You know, what happened to her on some self-righteous stuff? What happened to her? Man, people was off the hook, man.
Oh, you mean like the comment she made when she was asked why she didn't build a school in the United States, and she said black kids in the United States don't want an education. They want Jordans and iPods and PlayStation. I mean, even though that is a little bit true, you know what I'm saying? That's not how you respond to a question like that on a professional level, though, like seriously, because you don't know who you're offending. And the whole point, you've been in the communication and television industry for quite some time, and radio.
Not even just that. She done came up from the ghetto. The bitch, excuse my language, but... Excuse my language. Y'all might be mad at me. Y'all love it open. But the bitch, let me tell you something. This broad, you know what I'm saying, you know, came from the ghetto and basically, you know, lived off the exploitation of African-American people and had her show like Jerry Springer before she started doing all this mess and all these people loved her. Okay, so don't forget and act like your stuff don't stink. You done been there before. So how dare you talk about the children here that are suffering also and need that education, that are going to schools where the freaking bathroom doors are coming off, where the books are messed up, where they can't even have a stable teacher in there, a substitute is teaching them. Where is the finances here? When you're sitting on stupid money and you can't come and build up some of these neighborhoods or these ghettos, are you serious?
Your house costs more than the price of 48 schools.
You know,
for real, what can you say back to that when your house costs more than 48 schools? The construction of new 48 schools. You know? But they always quit. But I mean, now she's stalking Hov every time you turn around. Her and Jay-Z are together. What's up with that?
I have no idea. I don't know what's this stalking situation about. But she need to get it together. You
she
a grown woman.
Chicken and she want to get it. She stopped eating chicken and she want to give all the black people of America coupons to go to KFC. You don't even eat chicken no more. Oh, this your little undercover tomfoolery, huh?
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what? We need to stop with this Uncle Tom-ness, and we need to just be real with ourselves. Stop lying to yourself and people, man.
Can I ask you one question?
Go ahead.
Can I just ask you one thing? I got to get this off my chest before I get off of here. Remember how we just got through talking about how people have these identities and how people need to pick up their book and read? Am I the only one that knows that they used to keep track of the slaves by the goals in their mouth? So is this a stand for slavery when you going, hey? I mean, is this really a stand for us as a people when you got to make sure that you got a daggum get you some WD-40 instead of some Crest every time you get ready to brush your teeth?
Oh,
I mean, it tripped me out. And then they want to be like, well, that's because I'm from the South. So what's next? You might as well go ahead and let me get a whip and put some lashes on your back if you really want to have the true definition of a slave. If you want to embody one part, why not go for the gusto? It trips me out.
No, and
it's
you
like
know,
the,
another crazy thing, right? A lot of y'all don't know that, you know, which we talked about this on Street Queens, the movement a while ago. You know what I'm saying? In regards to the whole, you know, government, the system itself, and this new world order. Y'all don't know that they freaking ask if you can, you know, a lot of people just so quick to sign the stuff that they give you from the schools for your children. You know, they submit your children's name so recruiters can get at them at elementary school, from starting from elementary school and up. You know what I mean?
I know.
Yeah. They put that on their forms. Can go ahead.
Remember the monitoring device, don't you? Everybody done forgot about that. Everybody done forgot about the little monitoring tracking system that they was talking about putting in on the side of people's necks and behind their ears and stuff. And this was just a year ago when this whole idea came out that if you were an ex-con or something like that, or you were a felon, or you had any kind of criminal past that went past the misdemeanor, they were going to put tracking devices behind your ear to keep track of you and your movements. Mm-hmm.
It's some real talk right there, man. It's like, you know, people, we sit here and we try to act like we don't know what's going on in America so we can, you know, find comfort in ourselves. But you really need to open up your eyes because you don't want it to be too late. You know what I'm saying? So I'm really asking Americans, real talk. The question that we had today was basically, do you think all races are basically descendants of Africa for real at the end of the day? You know, because if the scientists all agree that the original place for human beings was in Africa, then are white people just a lighter version and Hispanics and Asians? You know, let's really talk about it. We got my man live in the building with me. You might check 1212 is the mic on live with me from the Carolinas. I'm going to bring in this caller. Caller from the 804. You're live in the building with your girl, Les. How you feel about that?
804. Hi, I just actually joined, so I was listening in.
Oh, how you doing, sweetheart? We were talking about, well, let me ask you the question. The question we were basically talking about was basically, as a people, African Americans, Hispanics, race, white, you know, basically, do you feel that, you know, are white people or people from other races basically descendants of Africa, just a lighter shade? You know, what do you think about it? Do you think not? You know, do you feel like society basically played a part on the separation of individuals in the United States of America? How do you feel about it?
I feel like society did play a part in it. Basically, people were separated according to their complexion versus their race because there were white people in Africa, you know, and so it actually did.
And we touched on the point is basically back in that time, before the Egyptians and all that, before colonization with the pilgrims and all this other jazz, before slavery, there was no such thing as actually a color, you know?
Right.
There was really no black or white, you know? So we as people in it, and it's really, really if you go with statistics, really, America is the number one country that really specializes in racism of basically finding a separation because of your skin color. We put so much emphasis on it. But can I ask you in your everyday life, does race play a big part in your everyday life?
Of course. Because if you look at it, being honest, you'll look at it and honestly see that a person, they would judge you. Even though you haven't said a word, they don't know your credentials, your background, anything about you. They will base it upon your complexion. That's nothing but your chromosomes. It's nothing that you can control, I can control. But it definitely does, you know, play a major part because they classify, they not to throw white people out there, but I'll just say it, white people, they always seem to group anyone that's darker than them in one category. Like, everybody is considered minority except for them. You know what I'm saying? So if you look at it, they do. You get better jobs. People want to give you stuff on credit because you're white. They think that you got good credit. And it's like they put you at a higher standard. It's plenty of white people that live in projects. White people live in trailer parks. White people with jacked up credit. White people with baby daddies, it's trifling, they don't take care of their kids. I mean, but they base it upon their particular complexion or their race.
Uh-huh.
So society, it's like they accept it. if you're white, you know what I'm saying, some kudos, you get good credit, you get good jobs, you know what I'm saying, you get a chance. Black people, off top, all you have to do is be born, and all of a sudden, your profile at the airport, your profile by the police, like your whole life, you live your whole life trying to prove that you're not what they say you are.
That's it. And where are you calling from, sweetie, and what's your name?
This is Ty. I'm in Richmond.
That's what's up.
Am I talking to Michael?
No, yeah. Yeah, Michael. Michael, I guess Michael is 336, right?
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
Hey,
that's
man.
My Facebook buddy right there.
Oh, man. That's what's up.
My government, man.
Oh man, that's what's up, man. I'm glad y'all was able to reconnect on the show.
Reunited,
I've been
feeling
so good. I've been throwing you wild shit here because the conversation was getting good.
Well, I mean, I just seen it on your page. I'm like, let me see what they're talking about.
Oh man, this is a real issue that needs to be spoken upon. Stay on the line with us real quick. I'm bringing this caller 954. Is this Vice Grip on in the building? What's up, Vice Grip?
Listen, love. I don't know that this racism thing is more than about color. You know what I'm saying? It's a mind thing. And each and every racist, you have racism and it's crime. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter if it's black or white. You know what I'm saying? So right now, there's no finger pointing, you know?
Uh-huh.
You find racism and it's crime.
I can't understand the words you're saying right
Hold
now.
Hold on, repeat it. Let me see if I can translate it.
Hold on, just a minute. I said, in all races, all over the world, in all races, they find racism and it's crime.
Yep.
In every race, the racism and race crime. Every race, it doesn't matter if black or white, Hispanic. It doesn't matter if I'm Cuban, African. It doesn't matter which race you are. In every race, you find racism and race crime. And in every race, you find people try to separate and divide each other from each other because of racism and race crime.
That's true, Vice Grip, because
right.
you could take in Peruvians, you know what I'm
right.
saying? You got the darker Peruvians and you got a lighter Peruvians. Some of them might get better jobs than the darker ones. You got some Puerto Ricans, the dark Puerto Ricans and the light Puerto Ricans. The Cubans, the light ones and the dark ones. In Guyana, the Indians that are a little bit lighter versus the black ones don't like each other, and it's always a fight. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, you got some light Africans and dark Africans. You know, it's always a separation when it comes to color. But we have to break this chain of discriminating against one another because of your color.
Yes, we need to break.
Can I ask Vice Grip a question?
Yeah.
Where are you from in Africa?
He's from Jamaica, actually.
Oh, he's from. I thought you said he was African. I was like, okay.
I'm African. I'm African. He's Jamaican.
Yeah, African.
Yeah, I'm from Nigeria.
Okay, all right. It's funny you said that. Okay, I have some neighbors, and they're from Ghana. It's funny because even though you all are African, they have their close the door. I don't live in a barnyard. Like they have their own prejudice against Nigerians, so it's funny that you say that because they kind of feel superior. I was dating one, and that he said to me that he felt like they were a bunch of thieves, liars, they're manipulative, and I'm like, dang, you know what I'm saying? You all come from Africa, so, I mean, why are you separating people based on what city you live in? That's just straight retarded, but that's the way that they feel.
And you know what's crazy? Even in Nigeria itself, you got the Igbos and the Yorubas, which are in the same country, but they fight against each other and have different things against each other. So it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's nonsense,
and it's narrow-mindedness and stupidity that
it's
we need to get
mind.
Out of. You know?
It's not accepted, man. You have to keep it from it's a mind thing, you know what I'm saying? So I wanted to go with Vice to go and check out, Crab in a Barrel, the song Crab in a Barrel and Mice.
Well, I mean...
I mean, the only way that's going to... I think the only way that's ever going to be solved is to start with yourself. You know what I'm saying?
At the same time, one can't deny politics plays a very superior role in that.
Of course.
Because to me, there's a difference. Over here, it's racism. Over there, it's political beliefs and more or less morals and values that make a difference. You see what I'm saying? Because,
uh-huh.
like, just like she was talking about Ghana versus Nigeria, I mean, it's basically like this. They have different political beliefs, just like when you have an uproar in Iraq and Kuwait. You remember these things.
Uh-huh.
It's people fighting for their religion or their spiritual beliefs. But that's still a race. That's still bigotry. See, we confuse racism with bigotry. Bigotry has a lot of definitions. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's bigotry because you're not allowing somebody to enjoy, like we were talking about earlier. To enjoy what they believe in. So they're fighting for what they believe in.
Right,
so
uh-huh.
that's more of a fight than the struggle because, see, a racism going to be a struggle because it's going to last forever. With a fight, somebody going to win, they're just going to keep on fighting.
Uh-huh. And you never lied about that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, I see where he's coming from, but at the same time, over here, it's going to be a whole lot different because... There's certain things that are available that are not available on the same level. You see what I'm saying?
Can I play devil's advocate and ask you something about African women? Okay, I gotta play devil's advocate. What is up with the African women? Why do they have like a strong dislike towards black women or black women that's mixed with something else? Why is that? Because when I went to the baby naming ceremony, when I walked in, it's like all the men greeted me. I say hello, I'm smiling at everyone, I'm speaking to everyone, and I'm big on respect. So I'm not going to just walk up to someone's man and be like, hey, or hug him. I'll acknowledge his wife first, how you doing, and then I will acknowledge him. But they sitting there staring at me, attitudes, rolling eyes, talking. Yeah, talking shit, you know. And I'm trying to figure, like, what's good? Like, don't pop fly in the corner. I'm like, what's the problem? Like, I wasn't quite understanding it. And then I really was lost and confused when a couple of the men, like, the wives were right there. Go get the scissors. The wives were right there. Hold on for a second. You messing with my toothbrush. You got a problem. Go stand in the corner.
This is real life, right here.
I don't know
what your
mama
lied,
but I don't
that's
play that. Straight up.
Hello?
Yeah.
My bad. Sorry. I don't play that. Sorry. No,
yeah,
but, you know. No, but, like, I'm not, like, what's going, why do women do that? It's like, even if you go to an African shop and get your hair braided, they're sitting there giving you the grizzly, like, straight mean mugging you, give you prolonged stares. You like, what is the problem?
But love though. But don't we as African American women do it to each other too?
Not quite like that. I notice when African, okay, I'm gonna put it like this. I feel like I am my only competition, straight up. So I really don't care about, you know, the next chick. But I have a problem if you are, like, doing my hair, you're yanking my head around. I'm like, look, unless you're prepared to get it popping in the parking lot, I'm going to need you to handle my scalp with care, you know what I mean? I mean, like, it's one, most, you know, to be honest, a lot of times, if it's a black chick, an African chick or whatever, or a Spanish chick, they're going to say something to the other one. Words are probably going to be exchanged. They're not going to sit there and stare. Like, I don't know what's going on with that. Like, one guy was like, you know, they're jealous of black women. I said, why is that? Half the time we're the same complexion, we've been through the same things, like what's the problem? They felt, and he said that they feel like we take their man. Man is a man to me, you know what I'm saying?
No, it's not really like that. It's because, like, I talked prior to Mike Check 1-2 Mike earlier, you know what I'm saying? We basically talked about
the deception and the stereotypes that have been brought to these countries,
mm-hmm.
and brought to the American countries, basically giving us this premeditated thought of how these people are acting. Like in Africa, the Caucasian people, even though I love my white people, right, they'll go over there and say, you know, they'll send these pictures and say that Africans is starving and they don't live in, and they live in huts and they walk around naked and you know, they all starving and stuff. They got roaches in their noses and all that, right? Okay, so they saw all that. So then they come and then they tell us, you know, they tell us, oh, so we ask, how the black people over there? Well, you know, them black people don't do nothing, you know. You know, they make babies. They don't want education like y'all have education. They don't appreciate what y'all appreciate. You know, right. They just worthless people over there, right? So now you got this misconception in your head that this is going on in this place. So they already have this in their head already until they come to the United States, until they realize that, nah, they just like me. But if they don't know that, they're in their head thinking like that. And a lot of African-American people will sit there and say, oh, you don't look like an African. What's the African supposed to look like?
They got a stereotype that you're supposed to be black with ashy-ass feet. It may be a gap. A lot of times they got the conception that you gotta have straight nappy hair, be very black, that you're blurple, ashy, with ashy big size 15-inch feet. That's what they think. That's what they think. I mean, some do look like that, but I mean, you have some black people that look like that too. So you have some black people, you know, just two shades darker than Shaba and.
But you got some black people, you know, that got big, crusty feet, that got nigga naps, you know.
That's what I said, yeah.
Nappy and coarse hair. And you got some Africans that got some real pretty hair, too.
White people have nappy hair, too. That's why they perm their hair. It's plenty of white people. I mean, it's not a race thing. It's plenty of people with nappy hair. Like, white people have nappy hair, too.
You know what I'm saying?
They go through the same thing.
Yeah. But see, the thing is, we have these premeditated thoughts in our mind. Why? Because we have been programmed to think these thoughts, and therefore, if we do not enhance our horizons and explore and venture out to other places, we'll never know what's going on. We're going to keep on like we think.
Keep on just bliss, you know. Let ignorance be a bliss. So what are you going to do personally to contribute to stopping the ignorance?
Well,
what are you going to do personally?
Me personally is what I do every single day is I do a show and I speak on issues like this that most people want to hide and act like they don't exist. And I go out and I found what's going on in the back. What's going on? Is that mic back there? What you doing, man? You shuffling stuff? What's going on, man?
No, we fighting.
It is him.
It is. No, it's me.
Can't put that on me.
It's tied on it. I'm sorry. I'm trying to find my scissors. I'm making a purse right now. Yes.
Oh, let me find out. You a fashion designer? Watch out now.
Yeah. If I can't buy what I want, I'll make it.
Well, don't hurt nobody now. We'll talk about that situation in a second.
You can come out the corner now, but I want you to respect me when you're in my house. You don't put your hands on nothing that belongs to me, okay? Because it is disrespectful.
Wow.
I don't come in your house and touch your things. You cannot come over here and touch mine, okay?
Okay. Wow.
Okay?
We go ahead. I guess we yeah, well, I'll be for a second. And when she ready after she finishes her. Her being disciplined, doing discipline in the chat.
It's my son's friend.
Okay.
I'm good now.
Okay, you all right? Okay.
I'm straight.
Wow. This real talk on Lush Radio Online, man. We ain't playing no games out here. Wow.
Can we change the topic? Because I have a question since it's majority men and I seem to be the only female.
Oh, man, I'm a female too, sweetie.
Do I?
I'm the host of the show. I'm a female too.
My bad. Funny.
Wow.
Okay, there so it's go. it's two women and two men then. Okay.
No, Vice Grip is gone. It's only Mike on the line now.
Vice Grip gone.
Yes.
Bumbleclot. Why?
No, you was off the hook, man.
Call back in, Vice Grip.
That's what's up, man. Y'all is off the hook for real.
These stars and stuff, man. I'm getting over here.
Look, I just sound like devil's advocate here every now and then.
So go ahead and ask the question that you were gonna ask, ma'am.
Okay, let's see. How can I word it? All right, y'all go sit down. Go sit down. Thank you. Yes, you can. Just don't bother me right now. It's me time. Okay. Let me ask this. Now, I've heard, like, I've seen some of, I am going to say my friends, I've seen chicks on Facebook put up statuses, you know, asking questions like, what do men want, and do men want a real woman or a jump off? Who says the whole jump off situation is a bad thing?
That's
my question.
That sounds like the title of another show.
I'm not
like
one per se, but if
I'm gonna definitely have to have you on that. I'm gonna have to do that next week, Wednesday too. But
I'm on the man's side on that one. I'm gonna be honest. I'm on the man's side on that one.
Well, we can start a snippet of it, you know what I'm saying? But on that situation, when we're talking about that, in this day and age, we see that a lot of the women are taking a man's role in the situation nowadays, and
uh-huh.
It's a lot of women that are basically, you know, on the forefront, like, hey, we grown adults. If you want to jump off or you want to have a relationship, tell me what's up because I'm down for whatever, you know? And, hey, it's all about what your preference is. If you wanted a lot of jump off, that's on you. Hey,
right.
You know, because most women nowadays have been so hurt from past relationships, they're to the point where, well, I'm going to treat you like you treat us. Basically,
right.
You know what I'm saying? I might just want to hit you for one time and call it a
hit
day. You don't have to call me.
It's a
know?
Double standard, though, because when you do it, then you're like, you know, smut, you know what I'm saying? You're going to be smut, slut, and everything else like that. It's like this. I feel like it's, like you say, as grown-ups, I feel like it's both of you had each other's consent, and it's an arrangement. Just like Music Soul Child had Buddy. He said it's an arrangement. Like, so
right.
When chicks be like, he treat me like a jump off, okay, you allow it. Because 9 times out of 10, the man says to the female, I don't want a relationship. And I don't know why these chicks keep getting brain dead and like, well, I think, yeah, I'm going to put it. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? He going to want to be with me.
Can I tell you?
Go ahead, Pippin. Tell
me. Can I tell you?
Go ahead.
Tell
now.
Me.
Go ahead now.
Break
go
it
ahead.
Down.
It go a little something like this.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm feeling you, but I ain't feeling you like that. What I see with you is it's strictly physical. It's strictly a sexual attraction. That's all. Outside of that, it can't be nothing. Are you cool with that? Yeah, I'm fine with that. Are you sure? Yeah, I'm sure. Are you absolutely positive? Why you
I'm down for whatever.
I know you ain't got no problem with it. But see, this is the thing. And this is not just with a woman and a man or with a man with a woman. It's parallel. You understand? I'm going to break it down to you. It go a little something like this. The bottom line is women want to create that America's next top baby daddy like America's next top model. Y'all
wow.
want to try to take some shit and make a diamond out of it. Not cold, but you know what I'm saying? And that's the thing. Because men and women lie to each other each and every day. They don't say, they say, I love you. They don't even know your middle name, your birthday, your favorite color, your favorite song, but they love you. They shout these things out in the middle of a physical understanding that's called the recreational. You know what I'm saying? And they understand what's going on right then. But you know what? 2 days later, they come at you and they like, why you ain't call me? And then all these other questions start coming. Then next thing you know, you got Lynn Whitfield, and next thing you open up your door and there's a cake there with a butcher knife in it. And Bobby Brown ain't nowhere to help you out because he in rehab.
You're right, and it's like it's females. Some females think that they have this mentality that, oh, you know, oh, I'm gonna put it on him. Oh, he gonna want it. They think that once you pop off with him, then that constitutes a relationship. Just like white folks. If you ever look at movies, soon as the white folks meet each other in the bar, oh, hey, what's your name? I'm Susie. What's your name? Yeah, I'm Brad. Come on, let's go. As soon as they pop off, the next day they're like, so we're going to Sears and take some family portraits together. I'll pay your tuition. Hey, give me your light bill. I'll pay it. Hey, Becky, you know what I'm saying? It constitutes a relationship. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I got two Brooks Brothers shirts today. You know what I'm saying? With the Kmart, and I got the top of the line for it.
This constitutes
a relationship, and it really does.
Go perfect with my red and my lipstick.
It don't go like that for black people. It's not like, hey, I got a purse that match your that match the anklet up on your house arrest bracelet. It don't pop off like that. I mean, some of these women really put their stuff out there. Like, they're like, I really want to put this chick on blast, but I want her to listen. Then I want to do it because I want to answer this for her. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what? Just because of you, right? I need to see you next week, Wednesday. Next week, Wednesday. Or we might could do a snippet of it tomorrow. Next week, Wednesday, we're going to talk about this. What's wrong with having a jump off? We're going to talk
about
it.
Are you jump off? If you jump off, that doesn't make you less than a woman. No, it doesn't. But
hey,
at the same time, don't male bash. If this is the role that you, if this is what you offer that man, then, you know, don't get mad when he takes you up on it. You know what I'm saying? If you saying, here, take the cookies. Free cookies.
Can I add one? It's a BOGO.
It's a BOGO. Go call a friend. You know what I'm saying?
Can I just say one thing?
Go ahead, Mike.
All I got to say is jump off will be the correct term for a person that's cool with it. But
right.
What the hell do you call the person that don't ever get off? Because that's the problem. They still own.
Stalker. It's almost like having asexual reproduction. It's like an asexual. Right. It's called stalker.
Yeah, and see, the thing about it, the situation is that if you're not dealing with two grown adults, if y'all not dealing with two grown adults and you're dealing with just a child and stuff, you have a situation.
Want to do a grown thing.
You know, you have to be able to be grown adults to deal with a situation like that.
Exactly.
And we got to remember that even though they say women are so emotional, you got men that are emotional too that don't understand the whole jump off.
Yo, I have that. Oh, my gosh. I need him to listen to this. Like, you may not call my phone, leaving me, you know, 3-4 minute voice messages talking about some, yeah, this is how I feel about you right here. Then playing boys to men, I'm doing just fine. Who does that? Where did dude did that? Like, my answer machine hung up on him, and he called back, like I was saying. He kept talking until it got to the point where Wanya said, I don't need you in my life. It was like, I'm doing just fine. He said, yeah, this is how I feel about you right here, right now. This is how I feel about you. Then he started singing along with the song.
Oh, that's crazy, man.
Where do they do that?
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? You need to know.
Man, whoever you are out there, man. Man out there, whoever you are, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, man, that you went out there like that, like a punk. But you need
somebody
to get your life together.
Somebody came here with guidance counselor.
Hey, you need to go to a psychiatrist or something and go pour your heart out there, dude. You just went out like a punk.
Boys and Girls Club of America.
But real talk, man, I got to thank all my callers and my listeners, Vice Grip, my girl from Richmond, my man Mike Check 123, there's a mic on, your girl Leslie, we were talking about some real issues, you know what I'm saying, Wednesday night, real talk, we already know what it is, man, it's your girl Leslie live in the building, Les Radio Online.
I said shout out to all my people out there definitely doing their thing. And I want y'all to definitely stay and keep your head up, man, and always keep God first, man. And stay and really, you know what I'm saying, think about the world and what it really is. Really think about, you know, who's really lying to you, man, and treat others with respect. Treat those as you want to be treated, man. And really, man, color really doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, we all go to the grave. You understand, black, white, Hispanic don't matter. You know what I'm saying? So think about it, read up on it, and keep yourself together and keep winning. Shout out to my man, Ossie Eversole. Shout out to Music Jones. All my people out there in the struggle, man. Let's get money, all right? Get it. We out.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on top, look at me now.
Left
a dead bleeding in the street by somebody that I thought was my friend.
Yeah.
All I really know is that I ain't never gonna stop. Homeboy, I'm a day winner.
See you winning ever since the beginning. $500 dead, I'm dead, wanna see it. I'm surrounded by pretty women, most of them being models. Hit the club on a Friday and go and buy all the bottles. Yeah. I ain't hit the lotto, never promise tomorrow. I came a long way with no cash in that Monte Carlo. Now I'm back in the streets. Now they back on my job, 360 degrees. Shoulda please, I get cheese from overseas. Riding in foreign cars that niggas ain't never seen. Every day is a dream, and I don't wanna wake up. Every day is a grind, gotta get the cake up. Had a couple bumps in the road, never gave up. Gotta show the world and the critics what you made up. Don't get your weight up, focus on your paper. Never mind a hater, you can worry about them later. They started in Decatur, we took it to the top.
The person you have called is unavailable right now. Please try again later.
La persona que usted ha llamado no está disponible en este momento. Por favor, intente de nuevo más tarde.
Message 2. Switch 753. The person you have called is unavailable right now. Please try again later.
La persona que usted ha llamado no está disponible en este momento. Por favor, intente de nuevo más tarde.
Message 2. Switch 753. The person you have called is unavailable right now. Please try again later.
La persona que usted ha llamado no está disponible en este momento. Por favor, intente de nuevo más tarde.
Message 2. Switch 753. The person you have called is unavailable right now. Please try again later.
La persona que usted ha llamado no está disponible en este momento. Por favor, intente de nuevo más tarde.
Message 2. Switch 753.